class responsibly. So check your classes. Since they say knowledge is key, don't ace every subject and fail to unlock theology. And don't stop there. Here is another ology that will lead you to adore the Lord in His sovereignty. But if I can speak honestly, some Sundays we walk to the temple of worship, forgetting that we should already be a temple of worship. That before we make it to church, your glorious praises should surge in us first. Too busy trying to steal glory in your chapel. That it's no wonder why we're shackled, 'cause we're only concerned with Adam's apple. Vocal cords, rather than if hearts are open to the Lord. But these hymns hummed in the dopest chords are babbling tongues groping for awards. Lord, you deserve an apology for our lack of doxology. Lord, you deserve an apology for our lack of doxology, because our theology, it shows that we are a wounded sheep hunted by a cutthroat world, dressed like a brute beast, a little fox, a little yeast, trying to snuff out this love that we have for our high priest, our bridegroom. Some tell us to run around our pews like a typhoon, replacing truth-filled tunes with emotionalism, coaxing people to praise. Get up on your feet, otherwise y'all must not be saved. Rather than get excited about you, hearts often leap once they tell us it's our season to reap. Even though they say it every week, they season services with lies. The truth is, every season is God's season, guys. But we run to the other extreme too, and adopt a stoic supreme view by saying we should be still, afraid to feel, remove all keys, drums and still, so our praise is filled with joy kill. Like Golgotha is where the story ends. You get more rowdy when your sports team wins. It's like worship wars amongst different body limbs. But let's place our attention on the one who atoned for sins in order to bring us back in fellowship with him. See, we are filled with the Holy Spirit once we've been reborn. We all should lay prostrate, affected to the core, changed, hearts softened by your mercy. Isaiah 6, we're dirty, but you're worthy, Lord. We're thirsty for your uncommonness. Turn our attention away from worthless things, since doxology is the giving of glory rightly. Psalm 63, all day and night we extend praise, hearts ablaze, hands raised, standing amazed at the one who is almighty. Forgive us, Lord, for lessening your worth. Help us to glory in our Redeemer. Signed, your universal church. P.S.